Okay, today is Daf Lamed. We're going to go back to the bottom line on Chav Tes Lamed Beis, just to get back into the answer. So, the answer is, what's the question? The question is, why can't you use a stolen lulav on not the first day? First day you can't. It has to be lochem. I mean, and in Chutz Lartz, it's the first 2 days, it's the same thing as the first day. They're both the same. After that, why can't you use a stolen lulav? What's the big problem of using a stolen lulav? Why not? I stole it, now it's mine. Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Mishum Dehavile Mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera. It's a mitzvah Haba Ba'Avera. What does that mean? What does that mean exactly? What does that mean? It's a mitzvah through an Avera? You're doing a mitzvah, but at the same time you're being over an Avera? Is that what it means? What if I did an Avera last week, and now I'm doing the mitzvah? Is that what it means? So
you
let's see.
Can't do the mitzvah unless you've done the avera.
Is that what it means?
I'm
asking. So Tosfos says that's not what it means. So look at Tosfos. Look at the top Tosfos. V'hatatanya l'kavan perek lulav arava. It says later on in the perek, daf bim gimel, lochem, mishal lochem, has to be yours. Okay? Lohotzi es ha-sha'ul v'es ha-gazel. Not stolen, not borrowed. Not even borrowed. You can do it avera if you borrow it. You can't be, you didn't do an Avera. So, oh, I forgot my lulav. I locked it in the car. Can I borrow yours? Now I'll do that. Why? It has to be yours. It can't be borrowed. If it gets stolen. You didn't do an Avera if you borrow it. Now let him to borrow it. It has to be yours. Mishum Shaul Itzricha Delav Lachem Nafkalan Gazal Mishum Mitzvah Bab Avera. Says to us, when the Mishnah said that later on, the Gemara says later on, it doesn't mean that. It means you can't use something stolen. That's because it's a mitzvah of avera. And you can't even use a borrowed one. We're not even doing an avera. You just borrow the lulav. No good. Has to be lochem. Afagaf dekroa gabi carbon ksiv. Even though the pasuk that they bring in a minute is by karbonos, I would have thought maybe karbonos is different. Why? Beis hamikdash. Gonna bring a stolen animal to the beis hamikdash. Kind of low person is that? Ah, lulav. Okay, so I took someone's lulav. It's a big deal. No. Hu adin b'chol mitzvos. David Doraisa. Every mitzvah d'oraisa, you can't do an avera. Can't be brought about through an avera. Kedemuchach bereisha gozal kama, gab bereisha gozal saw shal chitin. If you steal a saw of wheat, v'techana and grind it, v'afa and bake it, v'hishim en chala, you give chala on that. De'ain tem avarech, don't make a bracha on that bread. The elamenoit, that's disgusting, Tashem. Disgusting. Okay, vim tomar, 1 second. Lekaman depaslilin lulav shal asheira. What? Very interesting. Wait. So later on is tomorrow, we're going to say that you're not allowed to use a lulav that was worshipped for a vodazara, an asherah tree, or for shal irati dachas, or if the lulav was in the irati dachas, you can't use that lulav. Why? Bishum demichtas shiure, because it doesn't have a shear, because since it has to be destroyed, so it's if it's already destroyed, it doesn't have the requisite shear. It has to be 4 tefachim tall. This is 0 tefachim tall. It's no good. Typically, mishum dahavali mitzvah ba'avera. We have a much better reason. It's a mitzvah ba'avera. V'amai shari v'su, right? Much better reason. If to come up to a lamdash a thing, since it's standing right here in my face. No, but since it's going to be destroyed, it's as if it's destroyed, and therefore it doesn't have a shear. What kind of lamdash a thing is that? Just tell me it's a mitzvah ba'avera. It was worshipped for a avodah zarah. Now you want to use it for a mitzvah?
There's a big difference. What happens if I have a chauffeur.
Right. Right, one second. We're gonna get exactly that. Vesu also, Amai Sharinan the lav asher de Moshe. And we give an answer tomorrow that it's not from Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's asheris are different than everyone else's asheris. Times of Moshe Rabbeinu. We're gonna give that answer tomorrow. What answer is that? So what's going on here? V'yesh lo amar, the lo dummy legazel the michtas the machmas averas hagezel ba hamitzvah. By my stealing it, I got the lulav. That's a mitzvah haba bavera. How else did I get this lulav? By stealing it? It's a mitzvah haba bavera. How else did I get the lulav? I stole it. So the avera gets the lulav into my hands. That's a problem. Avalhani, but by avodah zarah and asherah, the avera didn't get the lulav into my hands. It's my lulav. Happens to me that I worshipped it. Doing the Avera had nothing to do with doing the mitzvah. Happens to be that I did an Avera with that lulav. Happens to be. That's not why I did the mitzvah. That didn't bring it into my hands. When I steal lulav from you, how did I get the lulav? How am I holding this lulav? The answer is because I stole it. That's a problem. Here, I worshipped the lulav yesterday, a month ago. Now I want to use it for a mitzvah. What does that Avera have to do with the mitzvah? Nothing. It's not a mitzvah haba b'avera. It's a mitzvah that you also have to do an avera with it. That's not a mitzvah haba b'avera. You hear what he tells us? You hear the distinction? You agree with it? Makes sense, no? I think it's a good vart. Right? Avalhani atu machmas avera shenazes bi bo mi nofak bi? What, because of the avera now you're doing the mitzvah? Nothing to do with each other. Last month I worshipped the lulav. This month I want to use it for a mitzvah. Okay, so I have a schizophrenic personality. Nothing to do with that veer. It didn't cause my mitzvah. But by stealing it does. How else did I get the lulav? But I stole it. You hear? Very interesting. So I met Rabbi Kamenetsky by Mincha one day this week. And he says to me like this. Rabbi Mordechai Kamenetsky. So he says to me, he's hacking with this. He says, what if you steal someone's lulav and while you're shaking it, you want to hand it back to somebody to give to mitzvah. Hey, shemesh lakzela. I'm giving it back to you. I stole it. While I pick it up, the first time I pick it up to do be mekayim the mitzvah, I'm giving it back to you.
This sounds like a klutz
kasha. Are you?
In order to do hashavas gzela, you have to do gzela. So it's a mitzvah.
You hear? That's a lumdish. It's a lumdish question. Anyway. That's what Tosfos says.
There's a big difference on all those things.
Yeah.
Will they have Lula Nen of Lula Chaser?
Yeah. Zen Nen of Zela Chaser. Right.
If I think somebody doesn't do anything for it and I return it.
No, that's not stealing an item. That's you walking through the guy's yard. You want to get the shortcut to shul.
No. If I take his Lula. Right. Take his shofar. Let's go back to shofar.
Take a talus.
He can't take his talus.
I take his talus.
I dab.
Right.
I put it back.
Right.
My weird talus, I made a bracha on it.
Right, and he doesn't even know about it.
Doesn't know anything about it.
Right.
And it's back.
Right. So that might not be stealing. See, did you steal?
Of course it's stolen.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is, we have lochem.
Right.
That changes everything.
Right.
So the lochem part means you can't do anything with it. It has to be yours.
Right. Right.
We
don't have lochem on
everything else.
No, we don't have lochem on. But the reason the lulav is stealing has nothing to do with lochem. It's as if... No, we said. That's only the first day. What about the rest of Yontif? Mitzvah Baba Vera. Well, there is no lochem.
The whole, any other day is not a mitzvah anyway. It's a mitzvah, it's a rabbanim.
Right.
Zechon Mikdash. Here we have, let's say, on the first days. Use the first days.
Well, how about inside the base of Mikdash on the second day? Did it have to be your thing?
No, maybe.
The question I asked yesterday still stands. What do you need mitzvah haboba averu if you have lochem?
Because lochem's only for the first day.
Yeah.
Lochem's only for the first day.
No, lochem also is specifically for that.
For what that?
It utilizes the make sure that everything that you're using is yours.
Uh huh.
What do you mean lochem's only for the first day? First day, what do you need lochem for? It's mitzvah haboba averu. You can't use it anyhow.
No, so I think Tosfos says.
That's what the lochem's for. It's more powerful than that.
What do you need? But what do you need it for? What do you need it for? You have mitzvah haba'avera.
I use it. I put it back inside. Then it's just, if I take it, use it, shake it, put it back down.
It's
I can do that the second day.
No, but I think mitzvah haba'avera might be a derabanan reason. It might be.
Are we saying
you're
that?
Saying, okay, so you're saying lochem, something right.
Maybe.
Lochem only applies on the first day.
Correct.
Haba'avera applies on all seven.
Correct.
Days.
Well, then Tosfos goes on, we're almost finished. Then he says, Mihu Yesh Tzvarim, there are those Tzvarim, the Gemaras, the Gar Sila Kaman, that say later on, Amasnis and the Esrik Shal Asherah, what about an Esrik of Asherah? My time, why can't you use an Esrik from an Asherah tree? The Havalei Mitzvah Baba Vera. That goes against what I said. It's in Vegir Sumu Shabeshasi, it's wrong. It can't mean that. It can't say that. It can't say that because I'm right. Ella, Taima Mishav, the Mikhtas Shur, the Esrik Nami, Boy Shir. The esrik also requires a shear. Ke'ego is like a nut, or kebeta, like an egg. Afal gaf, tamila kamon, time mishum to lo gamar peri. Even though we said over there that, we're going to say later on, that esrik is so small because it's not a finished product. If it's too small, He still has to be big enough that you can take it. That's how we rule out pepper. What's a priya tatar? What is it? We know it's an esrog. How do we know that? So the Gemara goes through. Maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's peppers. No, peppers are too small. Little peppers. Okay, fine. Umiyu, however, Tema, I have a question. Perakol Shah, when it comes to matzah, it says to Tanya, in yotzi de matzah betevel. You can't use tevel for matzah. Tevel is wheat that you didn't take off chumas and maizes. You can't use that for matzah. V'darish le mikra, and learn it out of a pasuk. The Gemara learns out of a pasuk. Tepik le, dahavim mishra mitzvah ba'ba vera. How about that? It's the mitzvah ba'ba vera. De ka'achel isura, you're eating something osur, v'nafik gidei matzah, and you yotzi your matzah. And Tosis leaves the question unanswered. So he didn't answer it. I'm certainly not going to answer it. Whatever answer you're going to come up with, he thought of too, and he didn't like it, right? So he leaves it well unanswered. So that's Tosis's difference between mitzvah baba vera. What mitzvah baba vera? He defines what mitzvah baba vera means. It doesn't mean anytime you do some avera and then you want to do some mitzvah. That's not what it means. It means, how am I doing the mitzvah? Because I did an avera. That's true by stealing. It's not true by avodah zarah. Shaking the law has nothing to do with avodah zarah. That was last week.
What about if one of you, Donald Minim, was, you grew it yourself during Shemitah and you took it during Shemitah?
So that could be. That could be a case. No, that's not stealing.
It's not stealing, but it's
no. It's funny. The mitzvah of Avera, the words mitzvah of Avera only appear two times in Shas. Here, and the other times when they didn't have a minion, and Rabbi Eliezer freed his Zevit to make a minion. Right? And they go, how can you do that? How can you do that? We need a dominion. Yeah, but it's a mitzvah of Avera. And the Gemara answers, no, for the mitzvah of the Rabbin. For minion is different. So the Gemara answers. So only in two places it appears. Interesting. Okay. Shenemar, now the Gemara, Amud Aleph is easy and Amud Beis is very hard. Shenemar that says, Favesim, it's a gazel, it's a pace, you're going to bring me a stolen animal, says Hashem, it's a piseach, the lame one, it's a chol, the sick one, that's what kind of carbon is he bringing me? Gazel dumya de piseach. The sick one is compared to the lame one. Stolen one is compared to the lame one. Ma piseach, let's say takanta. Just like the lame one, you can't fix that. Av gazel, let's say takanta. So to the gazel, stolen one can't be fixed. Loshna lefne yeyesh, loshna l'acha yeyesh. Doesn't make a difference if it's before yeyesh or after yeyesh. Right? We have, in Judaism, there's a concept of yeyesh that once the owner gives up hope of ever recovering it, it belongs to the gazel. The gazlan has kinyanim rights in that item. It's a funny thing. That's what the Torah says. He says it doesn't make a difference if it's before or after. Bishlamu lefnei yeyush. I understand that if it's before yeyush, adam ki yakiv mikem amarachmana. You have to bring your own carbon. Falavdi dehu. It's not yours because you stole it. And the guy doesn't have yeyush, so you don't own it. El acha yeyush, hakan yibi yeyush. One sec, what do you mean? What do you mean after yeyush? I own it now. I'm a gazlan. I have kinyanim rights in it because you gave up on it. Never going to get that back. So once you give up hope, I own it. So why can't I bring a carbon like that? Why not? And the answer is, Elav Mishab Dahavali Mitzvah Baba Veira. The answer is, because the Mitzvah Baba Veira. Okay? Yeah.
My question is it only on the person who stole it? Meaning, you steal it and then you give it to me.
Interesting. I don't know, that's right. Now, it could be, I don't know. It's an interesting question. Now, the Gemara says, another source. Vam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Ben Yechai. My dechsiv, what does it mean? It says that, Ki ani Hashem, oiv mishpat, I love mishpat, sone gezel ba'ola, I hate gezel, by Ola. Right? So why do we need another source? What was wrong with the first pasuk? So the first pasuk was not talking about an Ola, was talking about other kabanos, you get hana. What if you get no hana out of it? Like lulav. What hana do I get? I'm going to get hana. I'm still not allowed to use a stolen lulav? That's right. You're still not allowed to use a stolen lulav. That's what the Aruch HaNer says. That why we need another makor. Why? What does it say? Mashal lemelech basav adam, like a king, shayo over al beit hamechas. He's going, the king also has to pay taxes. The president also has to pay taxes, right? Amal avadav, tenu mechas lemoksim. Why do you have to pay taxes? It's all going to you anyway. So Amrullo, Valo Kama Mechas Kulo Shalchahu, isn't it all your money? Why are you paying taxes? Right? El Amalahem, no. What do you mean? Of course I have to pay taxes. Mimani Yilmadu Kol Ovri Drachim. It doesn't mean taxes. It means the toll. Everyone has to pay the toll. Even I also have to pay the toll. All the toll money goes to me. I have to pay the toll. Set an example. You should pay the toll. If the king doesn't want to pay the toll, why should I pay the toll, right? No one's going to try to avoid paying the toll. Afakodesh Baruch Hu Omar. Ani Hashem. Sonei Gezebol. I hate that. I don't want it stolen. So nobody else will do. We'll bring stolen animals either. No hana, hananola, no hana, shaking the lulav. It still can't be stolen. It marnami. Amar Rebbe Ami. Yavesh pasul. A dried out lulav is pasul. Mibnesha ain hadar. That's not hider. What does it mean, dried out? The whole hak, what it means. Dried out was dried out. Gezel pasul. Mishum dahavel mitzvah baba vera. Gezel's pasul. Because it's a mitzvah baba vera. Who pligid Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak argues. Amar Yitzchak, bar Rachmini, Amar Shmuel, lo shano el biyomtiv rishon. That's only true on the first day of Yontif. Aval biyomtiv sheni, but on the rest of Yontif, mitoch sheyotze bishal, yotze nami begazel. Since you can use a borrowed lulav, you can also use a stolen one. Okay? Okay, what does that mean? So some explain. Since after the first day, we don't use lachem anymore, right? And we're allowing a borrowed lulav, so why not allow a stolen one too? The whole reason is not lachem anymore, right? Okay. Okay. Here it is. Look at the bottom toast with one line. What does he say? Hacha dafka shehu midrabanan lo chayesh ha-mitzvah ba-ba-veira. Since only midrabanan, he doesn't care ha-mitzvah ba-ba-veira. So when is it not midrabanan? So we hold, everyone else holds, this is Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmeini in the name of Shmuel. That what? That I don't care ha-mitzvah ba-ba-veira on mitzvahs midrabanan. Since after the first day, it's only midrabanan. That's what Tosafot says. I don't care about mitzvah baba avera. No, the Chacham didn't say that.
A minute ago, we just said that the whole mitzvah baba avera was that
midrabanan. That's everyone else, not Shmuel. Masiv Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. One second. Our Mishnah said, lulav agazel, stolen lulav, vayavesh, or dried out one, pasul. Hashal kasher. But if it's borrowed, it's good. Emas, what is that? Elam yontif rishon, that can't be right. On the first day on the Vaksiv Lachem. Michal Lachem. Fahai Lav Didehu. It's not yours. So it can't be that can't be right. El Alav Yandashani. Must be second day. Vikatani Gezel Puzzle. And it says that if it's stolen, it's puzzle. How can Shmuel say it's kosher? But Farish Mishnah said it's puzzle. Right? V'la'ola Miyamtav Rishon. Really, we're talking about the first day. V'lomi boi kamar, and what that means is it wasn't even necessary for me to say that lomi boi shol. I don't have to tell you that a borrowed lulav is no good. The lavdi dehu avol gezel ema stam gezela yeish ba'ilam hu. Maybe stam gezela this yeish v'kidi dey dummy, and it's like it's yours. Kamash malan, it's not yours. Says Rashi. The ad the shmein on the yeish lo kani le yeish don't get a loan. The meimar amar hashtahu the takif mine. Really, today he took it from me. Lamachar tomorrow tasfina le bedina. I'm going to take it to court. I'm going to get my lulav back. So there's no yeish. So it's not a kasha. Our mission is not a kasha on him. He holds after the first day stealing is okay. Stealing a lulav is okay. What about the first day? Of course not. Okay. Now the Gemara goes on to a whole topic. It's a very hard Gemara now. Amalhu Rav Huna, Lahani Avankari. Rav Huna said to the Avankari, Avankari are sellers of Hadassim. So Rav Huna told the Avankari, the sellers of Hadassim. Now where do the sellers of Hadassim get Hadassim from? You go into some store, you go to Stewie, and where did he get the Hadassim from? He got them from the Avankari. Right? He didn't grow Hadassim himself. Right, you walk into a store, you want to buy Hadassim. You walk into Central Avenue, you walk into a farm store, they're selling Hadassim. That guy who owns this farm store, he didn't plant Hadassim. Where did he get them from? He got them from the Avankari. The Avankari are growers of Hadassim. Or
they
growers or are they distributors?
They're distributors. But
they're
distributors.
They're in the middle level.
They're the middleman, right. Who grows them? I don't know. Probably, the Gemara assumes Goyim. The Gemara assumes that Goyim are growing the Hadassim. Some middleman goes to the Goy, buys the whole field, cuts them up, sells them to the farm store. And the farm store sells them to you. That's what's going on. So the Avan Kami don't grow it themselves, but they don't sell it retail. Okay? So the Gemara says that Rav Huna told Avan Kari, Ki zavnisu hadasa me'akum, when you buy the hadasim from the goy, lo tigzazun atun, you don't cut them off the ground. Let the goy do it. Ella, legitizei inhu, let the goy cut them off the ground, viyahivu luchu, and give them to you. Why? Why should the goy do it?
Stealing.
My time or why? Because Stam Ovdi Kachavim Gazloni Arasaninu. Stam Goyim stole the land. Where did he go get this land from? Probably stole it, right? Says the different Rishonim, the Biaz says one of the Rishonim, he says it's only talking about in Israel. Because in Israel, how did the Goy get land?
From a Jew.
He got it from a Jew. It doesn't apply in Woodmere. What do you mean? The goy stole from the Jew? Why are you saying that? Chances are it belongs to the goy to begin with.
So it's a Kazakh thing, basically.
It's a Kazakh thing. In Israel, how did the goy get this land? Belongs to Jews, especially back then. Belongs to Jews. What's the goy doing growing Hadassim? It must be he stole it. You don't say that in Kentucky.
What's the cutting it off make any difference?
You'll see in a second. See in a second. It's a good question. Excellent question. You'll see in a second.
That's why I went to Avodah Zarah.
Right. You'll see in a second.
That makes sense.
So he's saying, Karka, really, the guy stole it. We're talking about a place where it's probably Jewish and the guy stole it. How did the guy steal it? Didn't we say you can't steal Karka? The answer is you can't steal Karka. What did he do? Put a gun to the Jew's head and say, get out of here. It's mine now. What's the Jew supposed to do? There's no recourse. So he left. That's what happens. That's what probably happened. Right?
Why can't you say you just use somebody's field without them knowing?
What?
It's a very common thing. You find all the time people grow stuff on other people's property and people have no idea.
Because then there's no yeyush. Because you don't even know about it. So we need a situation. We gotta get the stolen now. And now you have to have yeyush. I have to give up on the stealing. I'm never going to get that back. These guys are too strong. I have no recourse. I can't go to court. That's it. I lost it. Happened throughout history. Right? They were coming. But he said, but it's probably talking about a case in Israel. Because if it's not in Israel, like who said, hey, when did he come off?
Yeyush? I thought yeyush is like in the classic, where you lose something and you don't think you're ever going to find it. Not
right,
I know you stole my property.
What if you don't even know you lost it? Mm-hmm. What if you don't even know you lost it? I don't even know I lost it. How can I have yeyush?
That's a third case.
That's called yeyush shelo midas. I don't even know about it. When I find out about it, I will have yeyush. Right? But I don't have yeyush. I don't even know I lost it. That's a machlok, it's a bayah in Rava, and it's one of the times we call it like a bayah. So we'll get to that in a minute. Tosfos asked that question in a minute. So it's a hard case.
It's
a what? Yeah, it's one of the Yachagams.
So my question is that if you, is there such a thing as yeyush where, yeah, I didn't give up. I know you have my thing. I just can't get it.
So we're going to, I think Tosfos addresses that issue. We'll do it in a minute. So here's the case. Says Rav Huna tells the Avan Kari, don't cut it yourself. Let the goyim do it. Why? Chances are it's stolen land anyway. Right? Vikarka ain't an exelus. And karka stampy can't be stolen. You can't steal karka. Why can't you steal karka? Right? Similar reason. It's hard to schlep. There could only be yeyush. No, it's not such a joke. The only way you have yeyush, right? How do you have yeyush normally? If the item goes in from my possession into the Goslin's possession. So therefore, how am I going to get that back? I'm never going to get it back. He's too powerful. He's too strong. How am I going to get it back? But if it didn't go anywhere, why is there yeyush? It's right here in the field. How can it change possession? It didn't change possession. It can't change possession. Like I said, you can't schlep it. So therefore, yeah. Dach Gornan say, there's
like
no...
like having sports in your house.
Exactly. There's no yeyush by karka. Now, they could be living there,
yeah.
But there's no yeyush. Right. Since there's no yeyush, there's no gzela. There's no gzela. There's no kinyan of gzela. Yeah, you can physically take someone and throw them out of your house and live in there. You could do that. But there's no kinyan of gzela. Why? Didn't go anywhere, the house. It's still here. The land's still here.
So the original person always owns it. That's the bottom line.
Correct. Hilkach, therefore, legizizehu inhu, let them cut it off. Because if they cut it off, then it becomes metalpolin. Right? Now it's cut off from the ground. Kiheche de lahavi yeish bailim bidihayhu didhu. The yeish will come on the guy's watch, not on your watch. Because when you cut it off, now there's yeish. Why? The Jew doesn't even know about it, right? He's never going to get it back, right? Let the guy do that avera. Why should... What? That's right. The shinui rishus bididhu. And the shinui rishus will take place in your possession. Then he's going to hand it over to you. And now it becomes, now you own it, you paid for it, you paid the guy. Now you're going to go sell it to this farm store. Right? What?
Maybe, can you buy it a lot?
Now, one second. If you cut it yourself,
then
what?
You stole it.
So there's no shinui rishus.
Yeah.
So in order for a goslin to have what's called rights in it, you need two things. Yeish not enough. You need yeish and shinui rishus. You need both. But if I cut it off myself, there's no shinui rishus. I'm the one who stole it. So then there's no yeish, and therefore it's stolen goods. It's a mitzvah of avera. Let the guy cut it off. The yeish takes place when he cuts it off. Then when I buy it, there's shinui rishus and there's yeish, and everyone's happy.
But if he pays the guy,
yeah,
doesn't that in some way make it more valid?
That's buying stolen property.
Yeah, but.
No, the guy stole it,
right.
But he has it. Now the merchant is buying it off him.
Right.
It's fine. So it's his.
Right. The Meiri says, one second, it's still a mitzvah of Avera, no?
Yeah.
How do you get around that problem?
Right.
So the Meiri says, it's not a mitzvah of Avera. Why? It's only a suffix if the guy stole the land. We don't know that for sure.
Right.
We assumed. So let the guy cut it off because he probably stole it. How do we know? We have no idea. It's a suffix. So on a suffix, mitzvah of Avera, we're not so machmer like that. That's
also
crazy.
The merchants weren't going to use it.
I know, so...
That was my question that I asked earlier.
Sof, at the end of the day, ki gazdu avankari lava yelish bailam di day. What do you mean? That's the next question. When the avankari cut it off, right? When the avankari cut it off themselves, there's yeish bailam. Why is it yeish? Not getting it back, right? By the avankari. Vishini Rishos Biyadan. It's also Shini Rishos because it's in their possession now. Why do you need two stages?
Yeah.
They cut it off and they have Shini Rishos. They're not the owner. They're someone else. The Avankari. Right? So Tosfos asks, look at the little Tosfos of Ki. The little one, Ki. The second Tosfos, Ki, God's Avankari. Vim Tomar, Hahu Yeish Shalomi Dasu. It's Yeish Shalomi Das. The Lo Yada Be Nigzal Be Lokeach. The Nigzal doesn't know that it got that it happened. What does he know? He has no idea that it happened. V'kaim alon bereish elamitzius, and alon the elamitzius, the yeish shalomi das lo have a yeish. It's not yeish. We hold like a baya. So where's the yeish? The yeish lomar. The answer is the lo miyikri yeish shalomi das. That's not what yeish shalomi das means. Ella hecha de boli yado kodam shiyadu abaylam shenever mehem. What's yeish shalomi das? I found the wallet,
yes.
And you don't even know you lost it.
But you know you had it.
You know you had it. You don't even know you lost it. When you find out that you lost it, you're going to give up hope. Because how am I going to get that back? Well, I was in the subway. I dropped my wallet. No ID. No ID, nothing. I dropped it. How am I getting that back? Then it'll be, that's the Yeshua Midas. Abu Hacha, but over here, Yadiba, they know that they don't have this land. Vinish Yaishu Mikodem. And of course they gave up hope. They couldn't, they've been trying for years to get this land back. They can't get it back. Ella, the ain yeish lekarka. But there's no yeish on land. It's a technicality. That happens to me, there's no yeish on land. Of course it's yeish. So the minute you cut it, it's automatic yeish. I didn't know you cut it. They don't have to know you cut it. Of course they don't know you cut it. They don't even know where you are. They don't even know who you are. Of course they know. They don't know that. But it's already been yeish. Just that technically there can't be yeish on land. Why? It doesn't go anywhere. Once I cut off the hadassim, of course it's yeish. It's not yeish alomidas, it's yeish midas. just the technicality that they couldn't have Yerush beforehand because no Yerush on Karka. It's a little bit circular. Okay. So the Gemara says, Sof, ki gozu avankari, when the avankari cut it off, have a Yerush Bailim today, there should be Yerush Bailim right now, Vishini Yerushus be adon, and Shini Yerushus by you. Right? Yeah. So Rashi says that it should be diyadon halokhin osamehem uli didon lav mitzvah babaveruhu. It's not a mitzvah babavera. Why not? Why is it not a mitzvah babavera? Right? That's what he's saying. At the end of the day, let the Jew cut off the avankari. Let the Jew cut off the avankari. Let the avankari cut off the hadassim. Why? Because it's yeish the minute they cut it. Because the guy already had yeish 10 years ago when the guy stole it. Right? He'd already yeish. And now it's shenei rishus by me. Why do I need the guy to cut it? So the Gemara says, lo tzvicha, listen to this, boshana da avankari gufayu. No. You're right. The avankari can cut the hadassim. They can't cut the hadassim for their own lulav. They can't cut the hadassim for their own lulav. That's for their own hashanah they can't cut it. Why? That's a mitzvah babavera. They're using it for themselves. They're stealing someone else's, or potentially stealing it. Right? Right? So the Gemara says, very nice. V'liknei b'shinui maisa. What about shinui maisa? In other words, there's a halacha called shinui maisa, where you can acquire items. We said either it has to be yeush and a change of ownership, change of bialim. What about a change of maisa, right? Which is cutting it off. Kasavri holds lulav ein tsarach eged. No, lulav you don't have to tie it. So you know how you're changing the hadassim. You're not changing anything. Vimtim tulama lulav tsarach eged. And if you want to tell me that lulav does require it, hachozer libriyasohu. You can undo that tying. The shinoi hachozer libriyaso lo shmei shinoi. A shinoi that goes back to its original state is not called a shia. It's not called a change. So if I steal a piece of wood and I build the twin towers, that is not going back to its old way. The only way to do that is to knock the whole thing down. That's a huge expense, ridiculous. Therefore, the Chacham said, just give money. But over here, what do you mean? What's the big deal? Give the Hadassim back. Oh, I did Eged. So what? What kind of thing is Eged? Untie it. It's not such a big deal. You have to undo anything. Undo the tying. It's not such a big deal. V'liknei b'shinui Hashem. What about the fact that the name changed? The name changed. Right? Why? The Meikara Havale Hasa Asa, because originally it was called Hadassim, the Hashta Hoshana, and now it's called Hoshana. Right? Rashi says that Al Shem Shirigil La Ogdon La Hoshana Bechag. In other words, when we think the word lulav, we mean all three. Right? The lulav, Aroz Hadassim. In the Gemara's day they called it Hoshana. When we say Hoshana, we mean only Hoshana Rabbah. No one says, bring me the Hoshana. No one says that today. That's how they used to say it. Right? We don't call it Hoshana. We call it a lulav. Right? So, bring me the lulav. I want to shake lulav now. Well, you bring only the lulav? No, it means that that's on the Ravas too.
But it's the same thing. When you untie it, you're undoing the name change also.
I know, but that's not an affair anymore. That's not an issue. That's to undo what you already did. So the Gemara answers, no. Meikara naimi la'asa Hoshana karile. Even when it's Hadassim, they'll also call it Hoshana. Because no one really has Hadassim except for Hoshanas. So they'll call it that also. Therefore, we're ending now. Therefore, the Rav Huna told Avankari, don't cut it yourselves. Don't cut it yourselves, let the guy cut it. Why? The Yeush will happen by the guy. The Shini Rishus happens by you. There's no Shini Maisa, because it's Maisa that can be undone. There's no Shini Hashem. So what do you have? You have Yeush and Shini Rishus. Let him do the Yeush, therefore that veer is on him. Let you do the Shini Rishus, and then it says it's a suffix anyway. The Meiri said, maybe it's not really stolen. Maybe it's not really stolen. The whole thing is an exercise in futility, but maybe it is. So to get around any suffix, let the guy cut it off. It's a pretty hard daf. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Tana Rabbanan. Everyone have a good day and a good Shabbos.
Obviously in those days,